Hi, I'm Kelly Burley along with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, September 27th. Hi, Burns.
How are you doing, Kelly?
I'm hungry, especially as we start out this edition of Campus Connection talking about the culinary arts. Burns, tell us all about OSU's Distinguished Chef Series.
Well, this is an outstanding event that we do several times a year. It's really a premier showcase of our outstanding School of Hospitality and Tourism Management. The Distinguished Chef's Dinner always brings in a world-class chef who spends several days working closely with our students and faculty to produce an evening of food and hospitality at its finest. Tonight, we have a very special chef's dinner because Chef Jeff Henderson, Chef Jeff as he's known on television, will be here. Chef Jeff is the first African-American executive chef at the five-star Bellagio in Las Vegas, but he has had a very interesting career, which began with 10 years in a federal prison. And he learned to cook there, and as he said, you know, his clients could be very demanding. but he got out after those 10 years with some skills in the culinary arts, and he got some jobs, and he just went on, and pretty soon he had restaurants and was working as a sous chef at some of the finest restaurants, including the Bel Air Hotel in Los Angeles. And ultimately, he got a television show, two of them, in fact, Flip My Food and Family Style. He's got another one coming out. He has a best-selling book on the New York Times bestseller list called Cooked, that he wrote when he came out of prison. So he's very inspirational, and we're really looking forward to the dinner this evening.
Burns, as you well know, wheat is a major driver of Oklahoma's agriculture economy, and this week OSU is sharing some news on the development of some new varieties.
They are, wheat's our largest cash crop, and the OSU Wheat Improvement Team, which is led by Professor Brett Carver, who really is a superstar in this area of developing new varieties of wheat. He introduced four new varieties this year. They are Showdown, Green Hammer, Sky Dance, and Baker's Ann. And I want to emphasize that last one because it's named after Ann Hargis, the first cowgirl of Oklahoma State. I don't know when I'm going to get a name on it.
Yeah, come on, Burns.
And got it going. It's the first time we've ever released four varieties at one time. The majority of the wheat grown in Oklahoma come from OSU bred varieties. And so we're very proud of Brett and his team, and congratulations, and we're looking forward to lots of good bread.
Indeed. Finally, Burns, a big economic conference coming to OSU in October.
It is. It's the Rural Economic Outlook Conference. It's going to be on October 17th here in Stillwater. It's a one-day event, and it'll explore the trends and expectations that will have an impact on agriculture and rural economies. There's so many issues from health to education to all of the other issues that that are affecting rural areas all over the country. The conference will explore many key issues of interest with community and rural leaders, agricultural lenders, and many others. You can learn more about the conference by going to the OSU website, which is okstate.edu. It's the Rural Economic Outlook Conference, October 17th.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.